Small book under the pew in front of you, number 65. Let's sing.
Do so me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
And number 97, if you'll leave your supplements open, will be our song of encouragement, servant song 97.
John, the first chapter. The book of John is kind of an interesting, all of the Gospels are obviously interesting. The book of John is the book that kind of ties a knot at the end of the story. It is where he really, what is revealed to us is that real change between being born into the faith and being spiritually born into the faith. We talked this about a little bit Sunday morning with regard to Nicodemus when he is told that he needs to be born again. If we look in 1 John, and it says, starting in verse 9, it says, "There was the true light which came into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those were his own did not receive him." Those were the people of the Hebrew people. "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." So that is the Hebrew people and the Gentiles, which was the mystery that is revealed to us very clearly in the book of Ephesians. So verse 13, "Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of truth, full of grace and truth." So we have this picture of a birth, and he says, it's not like it used to be where you were born, and then you were one of God's people because you were born, it was your birthright. He says it's different. He says, "But as many as received him, he gave them the right to become children." Doesn't make any difference who, doesn't make any difference where in the world. It's just simply he gives them the right and to be born again. He gives them the right to be born again. Once, that is the first thing. You have to want that. You have to understand that. You have to receive him in that he is the light of the world, and then you have that right to be born again. And so in 3:1, we see Nicodemus being told, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The idea there that you were born of the flesh over here. You were born into it as a birthright. Over here, it is your spirit that brings you to that. It is a heart thing. It is no longer just a birth by genetics. And so when he talks about this, then we go on and we read where when Peter says this is the Jesus whom you crucified, and they say, well, what should we do in Acts the second chapter? And he says, well, you need to repent and be born again. Okay, you need to repent and be baptized. Same thing he was told Nicodemus, only using different words. It's the idea that if this is where you have come to, and now you want to be in this family, this kingdom, this relationship with God, that over here was a matter of earthly birth, and now it's a matter of the water and the spirit, then that's the time to make that decision. And so we just always stop and say, if you've made that decision, if you have looked and you've said, yes, he is the Son of God, he rose from the dead, and I want to change my life, I want to be different than I have been, I see the picture, I see the plan, and I want to be part of that. How do I get to be part of that? That's what they asked Peter. Well, what do we do now? And they were really anguished because they've been waiting for the Christ for hundreds of years, and now all of a sudden they apparently, it would look, to their view, it would look like they blew it. And he says, well, here's what you do. You get born again. You be baptized. And so if you have made that decision and you need to take action on that tonight, or if you have any need that you would like to bring for the congregation, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing.
Servant, make me like you. Make me a servant. Take all my pride, for I would be lowly, humbled inside, giving to shine with your light. Show me your footsteps and what I should do. For now and forever, make me like you.
Have a seat, please.